Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark side intro for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the beginner-friendly way, with clean routing, stock devices, and just enough grit to make the whole thing feel dangerous. Now, when people hear dark intro in drum and bass, they sometimes think it just means spooky noises before the drop, but in a proper DNB track, the intro is part of the groove. It sets the pressure, gives the DJ a mixin' point, and hints at what's coming without giving away the full bassline too early. That's the vibe we want here, murky, tense, a little raw, and ready to slam into the drop. So let's start by thinking in sections. We're going to build a simple intro framework in arrangement view, and for this lesson, a 16-bar intro is a really solid choice. It gives you room to breathe, room to automate, and room to create that pirate radio feeling where the tune sounds like it's already in motion before the main drop arrives. First, create three groups: drums, bass, and effects or atmos. Keeping these separate makes everything easier to control. Your drums stay punchy, your bass stays focused, and your atmosphere can spread out without muddying the low end. In DNB, that kind of organization matters a lot because things move fast, and if your session is messy, your mix will feel messy too. Let's build the drum foundation first. Grab a breakbeat loop, or if you want to keep it simple, load a break into Sampler and work from there. You can slice it to MIDI, or just place the loop on an audio track and edit it by hand. For a beginner, a sampled break is the easiest route. You want something with enough mid-range bite to cut through, but not so much low end that it fights the bass. Once the break is in place, lightly high-pass it with EQ8, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. You're not trying to gut it, just clear space for the sub. Then add drum bus if you want a little more attitude. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%, and don't go heavy on boom yet. In the intro, we want pressure, not a huge low-end mess. If the break feels too wide, use utility and pull the width in a little, but keep it fairly natural unless you really hear a problem. Now the important part: shape the rhythm so it feels like an intro, not a full drop. Leave space. Let the groove breathe. A good dark intro often works because it withholds energy. Try cutting a half beat or full beat gap before a snare. Duplicate a snare hit and lower the velocity, so it feels like a ghost hit. Even one missing kick at the end of a phrase can make the next bar feel much bigger. These small moves create that something is coming tension. Next, we'll add the bass teaser. This is where a lot of beginners accidentally overdo it. You do not need the full drop bassline yet. In fact, you want the opposite. You want a hint, a warning, something that says, the real weight is coming later. A simple option is operator with a sine wave, playing short notes in the key of your track. Keep it very controlled, very mono, and very low in the mix. Add a touch of saturator if you want more character, but keep it subtle. Another option is wave-eatable for a restrained Reese teaser. Use a saw-based wave-eatable, close the filter down, and let only a little bit of that bass movement peek through. If you add auto-filter, automate the cutoff slowly so the sound opens just a little over time. The main idea here is restraint. Short notes, gaps between notes, and enough filtering that the full bass identity stays hidden. In dark DNB, that tease is what makes the drop feel so explosive later. If the intro already sounds huge, there's nowhere for the tune to go. Now let's talk routing, because this is where the intro starts to feel professional. Keep your low end clean. The sub or bass teaser should live on its own track inside the bass group, and it should stay centered. Use utility to check mono on the low end. If you add reverb, chorus, or stereo widening, keep that on higher frequencies only. Don't smear the sub around the stereo field. That will just weaken the whole track. If you want a better workflow, split the bass into two layers. Keep one layer as a pure mono sub, clean and simple. Then add a mid layer for the Reese texture or distorted harmonics. This gives you control. The sub gives weight, the mid layer gives attitude, and together they suggest the full bass line without dumping everything on the listener at once. Now for the character stuff. This is where the pirate radio energy really comes alive. Add atmosphere, white noise through auto filter, a vinyl crackle loop, a chopped vocal snippet, a dark pad, anything that gives the intro a sense of distance, grit, and transmission noise. You don't need a huge sound library for this. Ableton stock devices are enough if you use them smartly. Put your reverb and echo on return tracks rather than putting huge amounts directly on the sounds. That keeps the mix cleaner. A dark reverb with a low cut around 250 Hz or higher works well, and a short to medium decay is usually enough. For echo, keep the feedback controlled and the tone dark rather than bright. The goal is murky space, not a washed out soup. Think of the intro in layers of urgency. not just volume. Pirate Radio energy comes more from contrast, timing, and roughness than from simply making everything louder. You want one element that stays steady, like a repeating snare or sub pulse, while the rest of the intro mutates around it. That anchor gives the listener something to latch on to. Now we automate. This is where the intro starts to breathe. In DNB, tiny changes go a long way. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the bass teaser or atmosphere. Automate the volume of the break a little. Send a snare hit or vocal chop into the reverb or echo right at the end of a phrase. Mute one drum element for a bar. Open the bass filter slightly before the drop. You do not need giant dramatic sweeps every time. In fact, short automation moves often sound more intentional. A one-bar filter lift can be more effective than a huge 8-bar ramp, if it lands in the right spot. Think in 4-bar chunks. That's a great beginner habit. Every 4 bars, something should change. Maybe it's a new drum ghost hit. Maybe it's a slightly more open filter. Maybe it's a fill. That regular motion keeps the intro alive. A simple arrangement pattern could look like this. In bars 1 to 4, keep it filtered and sparse, break, atmosphere, maybe no bass yet, or just a very faint sub hit. In bars 5 to 8, bring in the bass teaser and add a few extra ghost hits. In bars 9 to 12, open the filter a little more and increase the tension. Then in bars 13 to 16, thin things out again, remove one layer. Shorten the echo tail, add a little fill. Let the last bar breathe before the drop hits. That last part is really important. A lot of beginners keep looping the same energy level for too long, but a strong DNB intro usually has one small switch up before the drop. Maybe you remove the kick for a bar. Maybe you reverse a cymbal. Maybe you add a snare roll. Maybe you cut the atmosphere for half a bar so the drop feels bigger. That little twist is what makes the transition hit hard. Your return tracks help with that, too. Set up one short dark reverb and one echo return. Keep the reverb dark and filtered and keep the echo low in the mix. Use the sends sparingly, mostly on snare fills, vocal chops, and atmospheric hits. Do not send your sub to reverb or delay. That will blur the low end and weaken the impact. Clean low end is one of the biggest secrets to making a dark intro feel powerful. Let's also talk about common mistakes, because these are easy to make. One is making the intro too busy. If everything is hitting all the time, nothing feels important. Remove one element if the mix feels crowded. Another is letting the bass and break fight in the low end. High pass the break a little, keep the sub mono, and clean up muddy low mids with EQ8. Another mistake is overusing reverb on drums. Dark DNB still needs punch. Keep reverbs on returns and use them carefully. And make sure you're thinking in phrases. If the intro doesn't change every 4 bars, it can feel stag fast. A couple of extra pro moves can really help here. You can layer a quiet noise floor under the intro, just enough to make it feel alive. You can resample your own bass teaser and chop it back up for a more organic feel. You can use a ghost bass answer after each teaser note, like a quieter response an octave higher or lower. You can even do a fake dropout, where the drums vanish for half a bar, and then slam back in. That kind of move is pure tension. Another great idea is to keep the intro mix a little narrower than the drop. If the intro feels slightly contained, the drop will feel bigger without adding more sounds. That's a really useful mindset. Don't think, how do I make the intro huge? Think, how do I make the drop feel bigger by comparison? For your practice, try making a 16-bar dark intro from scratch in Ableton Live 12. Start with a chopped break. Add a mono sub teaser or a filtered reese. Create one atmosphere track. Set up your dark, reverb and echo returns, and automate the bass filter so it opens slowly across the intro. Then remove one drum element in bars 13 to 16. Check the whole thing in mono, and listen like a DJ. Ask yourself, does this feel like it wants to drop? If it does, you're on the right track. So the big takeaway here is simple. A strong dark side intro in DNB is about tension, not clutter. Keep the drums tight. Keep the bass teaser controlled. Keep the atmosphere gritty but organized, and let drums, bass, and effects answer each other in a clear phrase structure. Use Ableton stock tools like Operator, Wave Editable, Auto Filter, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, Utility, Reverb, and Echo, and you can build a proper Pirate Radio style intro without overcomplicating it. If your intro feels like a broadcast on the edge of chaos, but it still sounds clean enough to mix, then that's the sweet spot. That's the energy. That's the lane. And that's how you build tension that actually pays off when the drop lands.